Chapter 3. Landing That Perfect Job. At the outset of his or her career, today's law enforcement officer is well-educated and eager to join the ranks of the warriors who came before. In Michigan, the requirements needed to become a police officer can be found here at www.michigan.gov/mcoles, M-C-O-L-E-S. A candidate should possess these traits in order to help guarantee success in a competitive job market. Meeting the minimum requirements as listed by the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards does not guarantee success. It is up to the individual to make it happen. I remember a quote from one of my Army leaders, "If it is meant to be, it is up to me." The true test to getting hired comes during the extensive background investigation completed by any reputable police department. Departments are looking for employees who are what we call a total package. You must begin preparing for a life in criminal justice during your teenage years if you're interested in this career. The formative years from ages 14 through 21 are crucial to the type of adult you're going to be and the type of police officer you might become. Below is a list of ways a future police officer can better prepare for a successful career and one that embodies the attributes of a true professional. Begin honing a solid work ethic. This can be done through employment as a youth. Learn the important skills of responsibility, managing your personal finances, preparing for a day's work the night before, e.g., laying out your clothes, keeping your personal space clean and organized, making your own breakfast, packing your lunch, being on time or early to work, and meeting obligations. Begin at a young age to master these attributes so that they become part of your natural behavior and hold yourself accountable. Avoid trouble with the law. Any criminal activity will have to be explained to potential employers. Criminal activity may ruin any aspirations you have of becoming a police officer. Join an organization or participate in organized activities at school that promote success and responsibility. Sports, scouts, volunteer groups, and school groups that make you become part of a team. Join the Explorers, a division of the Boy Scouts of America, between the ages of 14 and 21. Regardless of gender, young adults can join the Explorer Post, which is operated by many local police agencies, and learn the attributes needed for success as a police officer while you're still in your developmental high school years. Seek out and join a reserve officer program offered by many police agencies for civilians to become actively involved in the criminal justice process. Join the military and serve your country. The branch and type of service is not so much at issue. What is paramount is your ability to become part of something larger than yourself and begin a life of service. Military service will not only help you become a better person, but also the knowledge, leadership skills, and life experience gained are invaluable and can never be taught in a classroom. Your military service will also give you a cutting edge during the employment application process, as many police agencies place veteran status near the top of any hiring process. Military service will also help pay for your formal college education or a police academy and give you the financial freedom you earned as a veteran, along with the many other benefits of military service, including health care coverage. Associate yourself with other industry professionals. Seek internships in departments you wish to work for, and go on ride-alongs with officers so you know what it's like inside a patrol car and can get a taste of what your future career might be like. Get a formal education in criminal justice. Although obtaining an associate's degree will meet the minimum standards, to boost your chances of being hired, you should have a bachelor's or master's degree. Higher education will certainly help you down the road if you have any aspirations of becoming a supervisor during your career. Most of these things can be done before you set foot in a college class or enter a police academy. Your goal is to set yourself up for success and to develop a solid work ethic and a level of personal integrity and professionalism that will carry over into your police career. You will also find out if becoming a police officer is really meant for you. You may find out that it's not your destiny. That's okay. This is what growing up is all about. However, becoming a cop is your dream, Make it happen. This plan for landing that perfect job was exactly what I followed. Before I started to explain how I was hired in Kalamazoo, I thought the list might benefit those aspiring to be a police officer. It worked for me, so why not impart my success to you? When I was 14 years old and a sophomore at Paw Paw High School, I joined the Michigan State Police Explorer Post and was mentored by Trooper Jerry Kearns, who was the Explorer Post advisor. Trooper Kearns specialized in accident reconstruction and was an excellent mentor to help inspire, motivate, and develop me into a responsible Explorer Scout. After my first ride-along with the state police, I was hooked and knew that becoming a cop was exactly what I wanted to do. It was then that I searched out my own path to success. I was also lucky enough to have parents who supported me in my career choice. Throughout high school, I helped to encourage my friends to join the Michigan State Police Explorer Post. Many also went on to become police officers themselves or otherwise involved in public safety. I'm honored to say that my friends, without even knowing it at the time, were a motivation for me to become a police officer. We inspired each other. We were a team. When I turned 17, my criminal justice life took off with energy. I had already been involved with the Lawrence Police Department as a reserve officer and had joined the Lawrence Township Fire Department and Quick Response Team, not as a regular member, but more of a local kid who hung out at the station and washed fire trucks. I was bitten by the public safety bug and wanted to learn all I could about anything related to public service. In the summer of 1986, I had an important conversation with my mother about attending the police academy at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. During our conversation, she told me that she and Dad could not afford to send me to college. Times were tough for our family. My dad was working in the real estate business, and Mom worked as a medical technologist at Bronson Hospital. With three kids to raise and tough economic times, it would be rough for any parent to finance a college education. I felt okay with our conversation, though, and really didn't expect any of my college education to be paid for by my parents. I've always been a rather independent person, and I knew exactly what I would do, not only to help out my parents, but to pay for college. I would join the Army. Heck, why not? I mean, both of my grandparents and my dad were in the service, so I felt it was only right that I serve my country, too. Then the Army could pay for school, and my mom and dad wouldn't have to worry about it. Well, this was all fine and dandy until I showed up at the house with the Army recruiter. I needed to have my parents co-sign on my enlistment contract since I was only 17 years old. I remember that Mom was crying as she hesitated, but she signed in the end. Mom is Mom, and such a wonderful mother. I knew in my heart that she loved me so much that she was willing to allow her only son to enter the Army to help me on my journey in life. What a selfless act. It reminds me of God giving away His only Son, Jesus, to all of humankind. At the time, I didn't realize this sacrifice, but eventually I understood that it would be the most selfless act I would ever witness. On September 29, 1986, I raised my right hand and joined the U.S. Army Reserve. My plan was to attend basic training, advanced individual training, and then return home in time to start the police academy in March of 1988. The timing was perfect. I enlisted in the Army while I was still in high school. 3 days after graduating in 1987, I was off to Fort Bliss, Texas for training. Following basic training, I attended combat medic training at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. You see, back in 1986, when I joined, I was 1 inch too short to enlist as a military policeman. So I chose another option that I felt would help me as a police officer, a combat medic. It was a great choice, although 5 years later, I would transfer to the infantry. All of this hard work paid off, and after I completed the police academy, I was hired by the Lawrence Police Department on May 27, 1988. I made one huge mistake, though. I didn't complete my 2-year degree until 1999 and didn't finish my bachelor's degree until 2012. Still, With luck, I landed my perfect job with Kalamazoo without a college degree and with only military experience and the experience of a working police officer. It's not easy to juggle working a full-time job and attending school on a part-time basis. This path is completely unrealistic today and impossible by today's MCOLS standards. Formal education is now a requirement for a job as a police officer. Get your bachelor's degree. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Public Safety Officer according to the best of my ability. On January 10, 1991, I got the phone call of a lifetime. I was offered a job as a public safety officer in Kalamazoo, and I was to start on February 4, 1991. Kalamazoo is the largest public safety agency in the country because the police, fire, and EMS services are combined into one department. The agency has, on average, a sworn force of 220 officers who serve approximately 75,000 citizens in a city that encompasses nearly 25 square miles. This was my dream job come true. Everything I had done in life since I was 14 years old helped me to become a Kalamazoo public safety officer. It was also ideal because I lived only 25 minutes from Kalamazoo and would have great pay, benefits, health care, and union affiliations. I could see a bright future in Kalamazoo and one that would give me the personal security of knowing that I would not ever have to look for another job. I could stay there until retirement. My aspirations of working for the city came true, but were nearly crushed the following week. On January 17, 1991, I was called up to active duty for Operation Desert Storm and ordered to report to Fort Benning, Georgia, to attend drill sergeant school and rebranch to the infantry. On Wednesday, January 22, 1991, I arrived at Fort Benning with two-year mobilization orders for the Persian Gulf War. Operation Desert Storm was underway. The year 1991 was a very uncertain time for our military. It was the first major air-land-sea campaign since the Vietnam War. Our battalion was to be a cohort unit that would train, deploy to Iraq, and fight together. I was retrained as an infantryman and completed the Drill Sergeant Academy. Then the new drill sergeants trained our first cycle of basic trainees. Our deployment date was estimated for September of 1991. At that time, the draft would begin. We were to be deployed for 6 months and then return to train those draftees as to how the war was being fought. Fortunately for our nation, the war ended quickly. Without even being officially hired by Kalamazoo, the department guaranteed I would have my job when I returned from active duty. They certainly didn't have to fulfill that promise, since I wasn't even sworn in or an employee yet. This consideration was just one of many acts of patriotism that Kalamazoo Public Safety would demonstrate in support of our veterans. The Persian Gulf War ended quickly once the ground invasion began. I was released from active duty after the first training cycle. On April 22, 1991, I was officially sworn in as a public safety officer in Kalamazoo. Ironically, that was the same date as my retirement in 2012. This wasn't planned, but efforts by the city of Kalamazoo to reduce budgetary expenses and reduce the deficit led to early retirements for many employees in 2012. Any employee with 22 years in service with the city was eligible for early retirement. The city offered to buy out our last 3 years of service in an effort to cut costs. Also, the city allowed vets to buy back a portion of their active duty time prior to their hire date. I was eligible to pay into the pension 8 months of military buyback. This resulted in an adjustment of my retirement date and put me into the eligible window for an early retirement. I was the last person on the eligibility list. As I reflect and critically evaluate myself as a police officer, I can honestly say that had I completed my Bachelor of Arts degree early in my career, it would have helped me become a better officer in the long run. The personal level of commitment and the educational benefits of being in a college classroom would certainly have given me an improved level of understanding of the world around me. Having a bachelor's or master's degree would have given me the educational edge needed to pursue supervisory positions within my agency. Western Michigan University certainly helped to educate me and broadened my understanding of the criminal justice profession. The instructors and staff are above reproach.